Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure, each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Such a long, 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 long.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris. And I just want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and as well all the people in the countries around the globe, the 30 that are tuning in every weekend. I really appreciate that. And I first want to give some shout-outs. I want to say, get well, Billy Lambert. He had surgery on his back. Get well, James Josie. He has surgery on his eye. I want to introduce my new neighbor, Bob, for being in the neighborhood. And I'm looking for that seafood festival you want to have for us. And say hi to old friend Larry Carroll. So all of y'all, thank you for tuning in tonight. I want to say hi to my co-host, first of all. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, Terry. How are you? Happy Friday.
Oh, thank you, darling. Happy Friday to you. Well, we got a good show because if y'all seen the promotion for my guest, she is beautiful. Karunde Daniels, she is a beautiful Nubian queen. That's all I can say. And this woman is phenomenal. I've met her when I was in Georgia, Columbus, Georgia, and she did this event. And, you know, like, let me pour into you or allow me to pour into you. Now, at these events, you know, sometimes you might have a little food and you have all these little speakers. But this, honey, man, she had somebody massaging my back, my feet. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. Yes. I mean, she doing a first class. And she has been in South America. She hasn't been home long. And then she planned to go to Asia. Another one of my international friends in we're going a different direction, but we both are changing and using that passport before it gets obsolete. But anyway, welcome with a whole lot of love. Karunde, how you doing, darling?
Hello, hello. Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show, Terry. It's a pleasure, a full pleasure to reconnect with you.
Girl, people just don't know. I mean, we have so many resources and the people that might be right next to you or somebody you know, because I was asking her, I say, dang, the way she did it so first class, five stars, she did it up. And I was saying, how you do that? Because me, I would have been frustrated. I've been done, but everything was working like clockwork and all those people, and she was like the puppet master. She had everything, you know, in sync. I loved it. I loved it. You know, so tell me a little bit about yourself for my listeners, and then we're going to tell them some of the things that you've done. Oh, girl, you got a list of things.
Well, definitely, I would love to. Share, and I can definitely go back to allow me to pour into you. But for myself, I'm Karunde Daniels, and I am a mother of three, grandmother of four, retired veteran. I did 21 years in the Army. And now I am currently, a business owner for about 7 years. I own a wellness spa in Columbus, Georgia. And I'm big, I am also a life coach and wellness coach and do a lot of holistic healing modalities via massage therapy, reflexology, Reiki, those types of things. And then I'm also, the biggest thing that I'm proud of also, I'm a student of life. I love to learn about life and different people and different cultures. And that is one of the reasons why I decided to do some world traveling last year prior to the pandemic. And I just love people. And I really just believe that my calling, right, my calling is to pour back into the lives of women. And that is what Terry was referring to. I did, starting back in 2012, allow me to pour into you events for 300 people in the 300 women in the community, where we poured back into the lives of the women via, we did empowerment speaking, and we fed them, of course, and we brought in massage therapy so they can get massages, and we did vendors. What I wanted to do is kind of touch every part of a woman, where her emotions, you know, her physical body, mental mind. We love to shop, so I brought in vendors that say
yes,
that we would love to
them.
Enjoy. Yes, yes, she was.
And a lot of people, okay, yeah.
Yes, yes. Yes, it was a beautiful thing. So I did that for about 5 years. And 2016 was the last year that I did it from 2012 to 2016. So now
You are phenomenal because I never knew you did 21 years in the military, and then to be a mother of you know, three and grandmother, and you know, where do you find the time to do all this other stuff? I mean, you must have been driven as a little kid. Did you have a lemonade stand?
that is so funny. No, actually, I never had a lemonade stand. You know, I'm a little different. I'm 50 years old. I just turned 50 last year. And I've come to realize that I'm just a unique type of girl. You know, I kind of be doing one thing, and then all of a sudden God will speak to me about something, and I'll jump on it. I'm more that person who jumps on things. I don't wait on it, and I hear it, and I do it, and then things just flourish that way. So,
somebody 50 years old, Karandi, you have done things that people would assume someone in their 70s would have accomplished. You have done so much as a young woman. I mean, my God, I mean, you are definitely driven. That's what you need to bottle and find out how to make that, you know, your essence, you know, put it in a bottle. Maybe it'll get everybody motivated because you got it going on.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Terry. It is. When I turned 50 in December, I kind of sat back and just looked over my life, and I, first of all, was just in awe and gratitude and that God has given me the opportunity to be able to connect with so many people and do so many different things in my life, and I still have a whole life ahead of me. I'm hoping anyway. I still have a whole life ahead of me. So, but the things that he has allowed me to do has been phenomenal. And yes, I've traveled the world. I've experienced so many different types of things. And I believe the reason why God has allowed me to do these things, because I feel like he wants me to be able to touch all different types of people. So I'm not blocked in one section of a person, that I can talk to the most wealthiest and to the poorest, to people from all around the world, because I've done a lot of I wouldn't say a lot of knowledge, but I've had a lot of time with different cultures and in that way.
Well, you know, I'm gonna say this before I let Chris come on and ask this question. You know, people might not believe it. Now I joke and they goof off, but I have a concrete foundation in relationship with Christ. But for the people that I hear openly talking about their relationship with Christ, those are the ones who's doing the best. Now, I'm not saying Christians don't have ups and downs. We do, because Satan don't want you to have all these good days. But God is watching how you handle those bad days, and that's how he bless you more and more. It's like Job. So, you know, people who don't have a relationship with Christ, you know, you think it's far-fetched. It's not. You know, it's right in reach. If you don't know how to pray, just tell God, look, I don't know how to pray. What should I do? I want you to come into my heart and soul and change me, make me whole, you know. But my advice to everyone listening, that any prayer that you have, make sure you end it in Jesus' name, because if you don't, it's like hot air going into the atmosphere, because Jesus is a mediator between God and man, you know. And God likes the fact that we're different, you know, because he made us. So I'm going to let Chris have his question, but I'm saying, you know, she is blessed because she is doing the right thing. But you keep messing up people out there, you know, you're going to get yours. But if you try to do right, and, you know, you can hear in your spirit what God wants you to go in what direction. Because people saying, God, talk to me. You know, it's not a talk that's verbal. It's like premonition. It's like urging. It's something like you feel. And he speaks that way. So God can speak to you, you know. So before I get to preaching, go ahead and Chris, ask your question.
All right, Karande. My name is Chris. My first question is, I came across your YouTube videos, and I think the one I watched was about, basically it was about the Black Lives Matter and how, you know, how you felt about that. And my question is, whenever you do your YouTube videos, do you put a lot of, how long does it take you to put put thought into it, or do you just wing it and, you know, press record and say what's on your mind?
Wonderful question. It's funny that you're asking me about my YouTube. I actually started that YouTube channel when I was in the Amazon jungle. So I had very little internet. And, yeah, I was in the Amazon jungle when I started that that YouTube channel that she's referring to. And so to answer your question, the thing is I pretty much wing it, because there I had no other choice but to wing it. I didn't have time to put things together or whatever. I just kind of say what's on my heart and show up that way. I'm not that great at that's, I feel that's one of my weaknesses. Those are one of the things that I want to do more of, is the YouTube channels and share of more of my life and more of my experiences. But what you saw was just raw. What you saw was just raw. I just came straight from my heart, and I just hit record and send. So there was not a whole lot of editing and not a whole lot of that going on.
Oh, great.
I'm glad Chris asked you that question, because when you said that you was in the Amazon at that particular time, was it very remote? And if it was very remote, have the message of Black Lives Matter got that far?
Well, yes. When I was in the part of the Amazon jungle, it was, I would say, semi-remote. It was a remote to the point of people, because at that time it was just me and six other people. At that time it was when COVID had hit and Peru had closed down their borders. So I was just there with six other people. We did have internet. So we did have internet, but it was very spotty. So when you can get internet, you could. So, of course, being with the technology that we have, I had my iPhone. So you can, you know, still be in tune with what's going on in the world. So I had that. So I knew what was going on in the States. I knew what was going on when I could. So when I recorded that, I was still in touch with what was going on. But on one other hand, I was also very isolated, because, again, it was just myself and six other people. And we had someone who would come in and bring us food every couple of days, because when Peru shut down their borders, they shut down everything. It was nothing like the States. When they shut down, no one could be out. So you can only go to the grocery, go out to get food, depending on the last four. Like the last four of your social, or your last four of your passport. That's the only time you can go out. So they had police out, so you couldn't. When they said lockdown, it was a lockdown.
Wow. Well, I'm going to take a small song break, and I want you to get a chance, if you need to, get you some water, because we'll be coming right back in 2 and 2. Stay with us. Welcome back to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lau and Chris. And again, I want to thank my listeners from north to south, east to west, and the 30 countries around the globe that's tuning in. Thank you for supporting me. And I want to get back to my special guest, Karundi Daniels. This young lady, and I say young, she said she recently turned 50. But my God, look at her, you might think she might be kissing 30. But she has done so many things. It's about wellness and, you know, making you feel better. You know, so I don't want to waste too much time with this question I got to ask is, when they put y'all on a curfew in the Amazon and lockdown, were you stuck where you couldn't leave if you wanted to, or you wasn't at the ending of your trip in South America?
Actually, it was a little of both. When I first arrived there, before the lockdown, I think they locked down Peru in March 17th. Once they locked down on the 17th, they gave us options to leave and go back to where we came from. But the problem was for me, I was already traveling at that time, and I was living in Medellin, Colombia at that time.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I was living there. So Colombia had closed down their borders as well, and if you wasn't Colombian, you couldn't come back. So I was kind of stuck. So so my other option was to come back to the States. And I had already been traveling maybe for about 3 months at that time, and I was supposed to be traveling for the year. And I didn't want to come back to the States at that time, so I chose to stay in the Amazon. And so at that point, all commercial flights had stopped. And from that point, it was just flights that the embassy was sending back and forth. So, again, for me, I chose to stay. So I ended up staying there for 5 months before I decided. That was March. I didn't leave the jungle until July 31st.
Okay, well, and real quick, I'm going to ask you this. You know, where you were staying at in Colombia, Peru, and Medellin, you know, those militia groups, and it's, people don't know, a lot of people that's Americans get kidnapped. So a lot of drug stuff going on, and they use the Americans as a way to hold them ransom. How were you safe? Where were you staying at?
I had an apartment. I had an apartment there. And I would say, yes, those things are true, that there are those types of groups there. But also I would say that living abroad is totally different than what is projected here in the States. What I've noticed is that it's a lot of fear based, that they don't want anyone to be able to do those things because it's like it's a fear-based thing. So me living in Colombia, it was just like me living here in the States. I had an apartment, you know, I had my local grocery store, I had my local gym, you know, and it was like an everyday living. I was there, well, I wasn't there alone. I actually went there with a group of people with a company called Remote Year. And what that company is, it allows you to travel with them. They arrange all the apartments for you. They do all your flights for you. And basically you pay them a fee to do all that for you. And then you're traveling with a group of people. Not that it's like a tourist thing, you're living. So every month we would live in a different country. So I started off in Chile, and then I went to Peru, and then I went to Colombia, and then Mexico was next, but then COVID hit. So
okay. Repeat that company name again. Remember that Chris asked
this
question.
It's called Remote Year. Remote
Y-E-A-R.
Year. Yes.
You said Remote
yes.
Year, Y-E-A-R?
Yes. And if
okay.
anyone is interested in doing something like that, they can definitely DM me so that way I can give them a code, so that way they can get discounts on that because I'm now considered a citizen with them. So if they come in through me, then they can also get a discount so they don't have to pay as much as I paid when I first started.
Sounds good. Okay, Chris, ask your question, darling.
All right, Karundi. My question is how can we be our best self with all the hatred going around? I mean, what's your advice with that?
I would say my advice would be my advice would be start with within. Start with yourself. Be the best person that you can be.
Yeah.
You have to first start from within. You have to be the best person that you can be. First of all, loving yourself, the good, the bad, and the ugly about yourself, you know. And from there, once you're loving yourself, it's hard to not love others, even when there's so much. Now, I'm not saying you may not like things, but it's a difference between loving and liking. And the thing is, even though there's a lot of hate that's going out in this world, we have to understand, we have to stay, I know for myself, I have to stay in my own bubble. I don't like a lot of things that's happening, but I can't allow that to affect me because at the end of the day, I got to be able to sleep at night. I got to be able to keep my health good because once we take on a lot, then our health go down. I've noticed there's been times where, you know, I watch the news for 2 to 3 days and I'm like, oh, my gosh, your blood pressure is up, you're upset, you're angry. And then you have to check in with yourself and you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm going down. Mm-hmm. So we can't control what's outside of us, but what we can do is control what's within us.
So let me ask you this, Karundi. When you was in Columbus, Georgia, and your plate was full, and you wanted to add something else on the plate, what made you decide to go to South America? Did you learn a secondary language, or you already knew how to speak Spanish?
Well, when I was in Columbus, at that time, I was still building my business, Breathe, Holistic Health and Wellness Spa. I was still building that, and I was training a young lady to manage it or to one day even take over the building itself. It's always been in my vision and my goal to travel. That has always been a part of my vision. But I knew that I had to also maintain my business. And I needed a place where I needed to take a year off for my own spiritual journey. When you're working and the type of work that I do when I'm working with people every day, healing, I'm not healing anyone, but I'm that vessel of healing for them where I'm doing different work with them. I'm doing counseling, coaching. I'm doing massage therapy. You become drained. And like you just said, your cup becomes empty. So I had to, you know, like I said, I do things different. So I did it a little drastic. I kind of stepped away for a while just to fill my own cup and just to – and when the opportunity with Remote Year came about, I knew that was the opportunity for me because that was something I always been looking for. I just didn't know how I can do it. And when I prayed about it and God brought it to me, I knew that was what I needed to do for myself, just to get away, just to learn so that I can come back and pour the knowledge back to my business and to the people around me and to my soul, to my, as I call it, my soul tribe.
Amen. I hear you, darling. Anybody who don't know, you're listening to a boss because she is definitely a boss. She can do it. If you don't know, you need to recognize. So, Chris, you got another question for our phenomenal guest?
Yes. What makes you feel good the most about owning your spa, Breathe Holistic Health and Wellness?
What makes me feel the best is
I was just going to clarify the question, but I think you got it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think I'm going to say three things. One of the things is that I'm able to help those that come through the door, those who are in pain physically, mentally, and emotionally. That's one of the things. Number two, what makes it beautiful, I get to employ other people. So I have people that's working with me, and so they get to employ them, and so they can maintain their own household and feed their children. So I get to employ and build a community. And third, it's just rewarding to be able to own your own business. I'm a girl who grew up in a project, you know, and didn't have those things. So to be able to do that and build and grow it's just a blessing.
Well, you know, with the Black Lives Matter movement, and now people are so asinine, they're hurting Asian people. I just ordered me two flags, Stop the Hate, and you know, abusing Asians, and as well another Black Lives Matter flag for outside, because one I have, man, it's tattered from the weather. But, you know, I see that when these people, like this young 20-year-old boy got shot by that cop recently, that right away people have banded together. Is there a number where you can participate with the Black Lives Matter and Asian Stop Asian Hate Crimes? I mean, because on the news, I mean, they're like, boom. I was wondering, is this organized? How would I know where to go if I wanted to go out and stand in allegiance with what's going on?
I don't know if there is a number. I'm not sure myself. I'm still learning a lot about that myself. Again, like even the things that you saw on my YouTube, that was just me reacting to. I think that was the George Floyd that I was reacting to at that time. So I was reacting to that, and just watching what just happened in the last, 3 weeks, a couple of months, where, you know, George Floyd, he's now doing a trial for him, and then the lieutenant who was harassed, and the young man who just got killed again. Mm-hmm. You know, all of that, it baffles me, you know, because it feels like that it's no different than it was back in the 60s, you know, in the 50s, you know, it's going back to that. It feels like where have things changed? I don't know. But at the end of the day, what I have to do is pray and cover myself and my family and the people that I know, and be mindful and be watchful around as much as you can, because we can't control what's outside of us, but we can try to do as much control of what we can do within our bubble and our circle of people that we love.
It's like the beast has been released from the evil genie out of the lamp. You know, I'm not going to give my opinion, but if people just remember that, you can kind of tell when things went south. But I'm just going to leave it at that, because a lot of people get their feelings hurt when you start pointing facts. You know, people want to get caught up into groups. It's not about groups when you got facts. You know, people need to stop this mess, you know, because if there ain't a pandemic, it's, you know, just senseless murder, you know, and I pray for the United States that we figure this thing out. I just pray for unity. You know, I don't want division, because my friends, I love them for who they are, and sometimes people want to hate somebody because they're a different color. I'm not going to hate you because you're Caucasian, because you didn't do nothing to me. You know, I'm going to hate the perpetrator who did what he did. I'm not going to hate a group of people. You know, it's like when I saw that old lady, the Asian lady, get knocked down in front of this place, and the guy just closed the door. Didn't want anything to do with it. I'm saying, my God, it made me sick to my stomach, you know. But
why can't we ever just think of ourselves as just human beings instead of a white person or a black person or an Asian person? What we all have in common is that we're all human beings. And, you know, and we all need the same things to live, you know, and we all eventually will die. So there's nothing different about us at all.
Yeah,
we're just human beings trying to walk this earth.
That's when you see from outer space come, because we're not the only person in the galaxy that has life. That when these aliens come here, then all of a sudden we will unite as humans for that outside element. So we need to get it together right now. But, Karunda, can you tell everybody how to get a hold of you? Because we got to wrap this up, and I so appreciate you being here, especially on a Friday. Yes, thank you so very much.
Again, thank you for having me, and you can find me on all social media at I Am Karundi. And the proper spelling of my name is K-U-R-U-N-D-I. So I Am Karundi on Instagram. I am Karundi on Facebook. I am Karundi on YouTube. And my name is very unique. If you just type in my name, Karundi Daniels, you'll see pretty much everything that I've done. You know, it's pretty much out there. So if that's a blessing and a curse at the same time. So.
Well, darling, we might be in different states, but you got my phone number. Please keep in touch. We can FaceTime on our iPhones or Facebook, you know. Let's keep in touch because I like to maintain my acquaintance with these motivated people because you don't want to be around people who's always crying, woe is me, woe is that. I want to be around people who got a positive outlook and got a solution for the future because I want to be uplifted, and I don't want to be torn down like we're doing it by ourselves. So I just want to say
thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Chris, that was a thank you. Thank you for those beautiful questions.
Oh, you're welcome. I tried my best. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. So we're going to take this home. And I went old school all this evening. If y'all know the songs, first was Bloodstone, and then it was Brandy, Have You Ever. And now I'm going to take it a little further back with Boys to Men. We're at the end of the road because we have really reached the end of the road for this show for tonight. I love y'all. Y'all have a good evening.
Love you.
And a great week.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.